I'm Alice, and I don't have a title. My character is a woman. She is 28 and has two children. She has always wanted to overcome her fears, spiders and heights. She doesn't have time because she has work and has to take care of her other kids. Her husband died unexpectedly from tuberculosis. She goes to the dentist, and the dentist takes out her two cavities and adds them to a necklace. She has to finish an escape room. After that, she is listed in dorms. Before she starts, the escape room encloses her, taking her into a room. The room is very hot. She has to find a way out of the escape room. She gets a drink of water and a vent opens. She decides to get four more cups and leave them on the table. Four of the vents open. There are three other people there. A man named Kyle and two women named Lauren and Alexis. One woman is claustrophobic and is screaming about going into a small vent. Kyle grabs her hand and says, "It's gonna be okay." She holds his hand and then he says, "It'll be..." Wait, no. He says... Sorry. He holds her hand and says, "You'll be fine. Think about puppies and ice cream." She immediately closes her eyes and decides to go into the vent. She was motivated by all the heat and fire around her, and snakes around her too. Her fear is snakes. She tries to make it through. She's screaming and having an anxiety attack. We all push her to the next room. She's still screaming, but before she tries to cut herself, Kyle puts his hand around her mouth and hugs her. She stops screaming and hugs him back. She says, "Thank you," and he says, "We're all here for you." Then they all open the door, and there is a building. Some voice up in the sky says, "Begin the hunt. Start jumping until you make it to the chamber. We all decide that Kyle should go with Lauren. They both jump, but something unexpected happened. She looked like she was about to fall, but she then doesn't. She scrapes her stomach and her leg. Kyle catches her. He has a first aid kit. Her shirt is ripped and she takes off her shirt and he puts rubbing alcohol and antiseptic on her bruises or cuts. Then he puts a Band-Aid on her, and she takes a medication that will help with the pain. Then she goes over to sit down and takes a break. Then Lauren's sister Alexis jumps and misses to the next building. She falls into a net, and there's rats under there. They catch the black plague. She has black on her hands. It's rotting all over her body. She drops to the floor, and we all feel bad for her knowing that she died. But we didn't want to get the black plague, so we all leave her there to die. Then we finish the escape room, go back to the dentist. When we visit her, she asks her where Alexis is. We say she died. The dentist said she is alive. She is in a doll. But wait, no, sorry. But she is a doll. But she is in a toy chest that she will never get out of. The end.